Listen, if I try to teach them something,
but they will follow my example, you know, and they're doing it whether I tell them to or not.
Right.
You know, I mean, my oldest son, I mean, when he turned 21, you know, his younger sister went to NGA. She did like a 1 week thing, and she loved it so much.
What, the year thing?
Well, no, she did a 1 week thing to begin with, and she loved it so much. She had the most amazing experience. I mean, her face at the end of it was just like, and you know, she kind of came home and it's like, you know, it costs $3,000 for a year, and how are we going to do that and all that stuff, and da 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 da. And you know, sometime around the end of July or the beginning of August, we're just sitting on the couch one day, and she just sighed and said, "I wish I could go to NGA." And I said, "Well, okay, let's just start making some phone calls." She's like, "But no, it starts in a week, and we don't have any. I just look. Let's just see." And she ended up going. She had an amazing experience. And at the end of that, they have a 1 month, like they have an intense experience. It's like 10 days or something. And she was running it, and she got her older brother to come. And he was like anti-religious, anti-church, you name it. He was against it. But he saw the experience she was having. And so he came, and he just had an amazing experience. And at the end of it, this is the one that really got me, though. At the end of it, he has this big backpack on, and he has, like, he has no money, he has no job. When they had a graduation at the end of the year, she was kind of hoping he would come, and he's like, "Oh, I don't know, I don't have a car, I don't have money, I don't have anything." But they held it at Hearst Street, which was the first church center I ever walked into. And somehow he got his backpack on, he caught a ride, he walked into Hearst Street with a backpack on, the same way that I did. And he was, you know, he's into herbs, he likes to meditate, he does yoga, he's all the things that I did when I was that age, he's doing all of them. And I never told him to do any of that. I mean, if I told him, he probably would have done the opposite.
Yeah. You know?
So it's like they're following, you know, they will follow our example, you know. And our stories, it's like that's an example. It's like, oh, you did that. Because one thing I learned with my son was like when he was in some kind of difficulty, if I said, "Oh, you should do this or that or the other," it just turned into an argument. But if, you know, it was funny because in the beginning I thought, I don't want to share so much of my experiences with my kids. You know, I want them to be born in this new world where everything's fine and they don't have to go through the things I went through. But they go through the same things, some of the same things. And if I just sat down with them and said, "Yeah, I remember when that happened to me, you know, and here's what I did, and this happened, and this happened, and this worked," and he would just sort of listen and go, "Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'm going to do that." And it's like, whoa.
That's great.
Yeah.
Anyway, we are going to the Women's Federation.
They're going to talk about marriage.